Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, Warrior Goddess of Light, Cosmic Consultant. Actually, a few other titles, and last week the angels gave me a new one, Passionate Communicator. I talked a little bit last week about my, I can see the word obsessive. That's perhaps the right word. I just am really intent on communication, trying to be clear, always responding. If someone writes to me or calls me or texts me or whatever. My new title, Passionate Communicator, and the angels helped me understand last week that not everybody's obsessed as I am about the whole thing. So that's totally fine. And it actually helped me kind of ease myself a little bit into not taking it the wrong way when people don't write back, because whatever, you know, it's just not their thing. It's my thing. So it's my thing. Anyway, we'll do a tuning in chant. Oh, and also before I forget, you can find me at elizabethsadhu.com. I love doing sessions with people. We work with the angels. I work by donation only, and it is my delight and pleasure to help people get connected with their own guidance. So anyway, okay, tuning in. Hang tight. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. We all have it. We all have it. It's all within all of us. And it's all around me and all around all of you. We have that ability to be totally connected, totally hooked up. Often we just get so busy in our lives that we fill it up with doing. And so I'm working on more being. And since my dear, beloved mentor and friend says one of my main soul types is a can-do, you can imagine how difficult it can be for me to just be. But I'm learning in my later years. I'm 57 and a half, although I don't feel that. It's so funny. The numbers are just so interesting. I just feel young and vibrant and happy and embracing my age and embracing just who I am. And feels really, really fabulous to be in this place and enjoying my life so much. I have the most wonderful husband, best friend ever. My children, my best friend's son, and my best friend's daughter. So I just feel super, super blessed. And I like to say I'm wallowing in gratitude. And I am. I do. I just feel so grateful every single day for my dear family and so many wonderful friends, including my fabulous mentor and friend, Michael J. Lincoln. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. I know you're listening. So anyway, totally wasn't sure, of course, as this goes every week, not what I'm supposed to talk about, although we like to call it soul flow and just see what comes. The angels have told me to flow with the go, they like to say, and so I do that. And as you can see, or as you may have be aware, there's already, I used up about 5 minutes. So anyway, it's not about using up time, of course. It's kind of just this feeling I got real clear information from the angels to start doing this 15-minute radio show at the beginning of the year, and it's been really lovely. Partly it's about sharing. I know a lot of it is about what am I supposed to hear. I have not had very many callers on during the actual time, but I know I can see that people, I can see the statistics, and some people are downloading and listening to the show later, which is really sweet when you have internet access to be able to do that. So, okay, the angels are waving their pom-poms, and they're actually shaking sparkles all over all of us. And they're saying they want me to remind everyone to just ask them for help anytime, anywhere. No, they're saying no job is too big or too small. They delight. Oh, now they're showing me their jackhammers. They for some reason, I don't know, a year or so ago, started showing me that they, especially Archangel Michael has a jackhammer. They all do. But what'll happen is they're kind of, you know, if it's a smaller job, then maybe it'll just be Archangel Michael or one of them working with the jackhammer. And otherwise, if it's a bigger job, it'll be angels as far as the eye can see with jackhammers. Occasionally, they'll stop and mop their brow or things like that, just letting us know they're working hard. So they just want to remind all of us to ask for any kind of help, assistance. And they are there for us. They love to help, and they love to have you ask. Asking out loud or in your head, whatever works for you. They're really about service, Seva. So anyway, okay, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We really, really do. One of the things that was kind of popping up for me before I got on was just kind of thinking about how in our lives we want things. And I've noticed over the years that the happier I am within myself, the less I want things. I remember I used to really want to live in a big house with lots of space and have, you know, a nice car and whatever. And I have not wanted that for quite a long time, I have to say. The last big house I lived in was about 1,800 square feet with the kids, my husband and I and the kids. My dear kids are now, I say kids, but what, my daughter's 31 and my son's going to turn 35 in July. So that's been a little while ago. And it was nice having that little bit of space. It was very cozy. We had in the middle of the house was, you know, the dining area and the kitchen. So we all hung out there together a lot. But kind of one side of the house, the kids had their rooms and we had ours on the other side. And so that kind of, you know, worked really well. But since then, we've moved into smaller living. I think my husband and I, our favorite place was when we lived in Salem and had an 810 square foot cottage that was just delightful. Big kitchen, which I love to cook, and I love to have people over and cook for them. Or I love to come to your house and cook, so you can invite me over. Anyway, we live now, we at one point we even lived in about 400 square feet, which we loved. So now we live in a little less than 700 square feet and we love it. I mean, we're pretty packed in. I tend to be, as my husband calls, a dense packer. He teases me about how much stuff I can get packed in. And a lot of books. We both have our books. We're very fond of our books. And I've been fretting a little bit about, I want to get rid of stuff. I wish I could just let go of all the things I have. It makes me a little bit, I'm going to say crazy. That's not it exactly, but I feel like I just want to let go of stuff and it's really hard for me. So I'm not quite sure what that's about exactly. I mean, I kind of know. But the angels told me yesterday, which was very reassuring, they're saying, just let go of that. Don't worry about it. When it's time, you'll let go. When it's time, you'll let go and we'll help you. So thank you, angels. I really appreciate that reassurance because I feel like I've just got too much stuff. And so, you know, relating to the wanting thing, I love this feeling of, you know, we don't have a ton of money, but we are so blessed in the physical world. And we just really love the challenge of, you know, keeping to our budget. We love riding our bikes everywhere. My husband does all the grocery shopping, which is much better than having me because I tend to look at things and what could I make, you know, in advance. And he always follows the list. So that's much more, works so much better for us. And I occasionally go with him, you know. But we just have such a great life. I love it. I love it so much. And I have had times where I'm like, oh, I need some more space. And my husband's really fabulous. He's helped me figure out how to have my own little corner of the bedroom. So I'm sitting in the little green chair right now in my little corner of the bedroom. It's a pretty decent-sized bedroom. And I have my books around me, and I have my altar with crystals, and I have, actually it would be kind of fun if I could show you my little space, because I have some very interesting, I've got a dolphin, a stuffed dolphin, a stuffed flying pig, I have Bert, Ernie, and Grover stuffed, I've got Archangel Michael, anyway, my various and sundry fun things that I have around me. So I guess the point of all this is kind of like, what is it you want in your life? Are you needing things? Are you looking for something? I believe a real key is the self-love. And I know I've talked about this so much, and I will continue, I'm sure, since it's an obsession with me. I found that the more I love myself, the more I'm satisfied with myself, the more I'm in myself and kind of, you could say, wallowing in myself and enjoying myself, the less I'm looking outward towards things, you know. I have my books, which is probably my main, I suppose, obsession in terms of, like, I love to read so much, and it's very relaxing for me. Oh, it's 11:11. I just noticed the clock. Anyway, it's just been so lovely. The more I love myself, the more I see myself. I can look in the mirror and see myself as a beautiful being. I'm not so critical as I was. And it just takes practice, I think. I was trying to figure out, like, how could I share, you know, what's my secret, someone might think. And, you know, you look in the mirror, and instead of saying, oh, this, that, or the other thing, my tummy, my nose, my this, my that, it's like, I love you. And basically, you look in the mirror and you look in your eyes, I love you. You look in the mirror and you see yourself and you say, I am fucking awesome. You seeing yourself as an awesome, amazing being, because you are. Oh, the angels are shaking their pom-poms and sparkles. Yes, 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 you are. Yes, 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 you are. You're all amazing, wonderful beings. We all are. And we all have our place on this planet. And we're here for some reason. And it's beautiful. So the other thing they're wanting me to remind is that the more you wallow in your own greatness, your own awesomeness, your own beauty, loving yourself, the more self within you, but also it radiates out. And what will happen is you'll find that there will be some people who will kind of maybe like, oh, I don't want to be around that, because they're like, they can't handle it. They don't get it in themselves. But the people who are getting closer to that, it will feed them too, and it will radiate out to the world. It really, really will. So we're getting down to a little less than 2 minutes, and I like to always do a chant at the end. So, okay, I think I'm supposed to do Mole Mantra. This is the beginning. This is kind of like the be-all, end-all beginning chant in the Sikh holy book. So I'll do that. Ekankar Satnam Karta Purk Irbo Nirber Kalmurk Ajuni Sebang Gurbrasad Jap Ad Such Jugad Such Ebi Such Nanaka Hosi Pi Such. So we have about a minute left, and it's so delightful to be with you all, no matter how many all there are, how many alls are out there. Oh, that was good grammar. And I just delight in being able to share. You know, I've worked hard to get to where I am, and so it feels really good to be able to share some of this with anyone who might be interested, of course. So again, I delight in doing sessions with people, elizabethsadhu.com. You can reach me there. You can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. So anyway, I guess there's no more to say today, but I love you all. I love me, and I love you all, and I hope you have a super blessed, wonderful day.